You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
You're right, folks. It's that time of the month. We've got our visit with Carrie Pomeroli. She is, without question, our favorite each and every month. Carrie Pomeroli,
how are you, gorgeous?
How are you?
I'm so fat, Drew. I'm like a big old butterball turkey. People are getting out of my way.
Oh, it won't be old Buddha. That's sitting on the throne. So you're a big old chubby muffin, are you?
I just heard the Amy Grant commercial, and if somebody wants to sponsor this child, does that mean she'll come sooner?
No. People can't sponsor your child. That's totally inappropriate.
I don't think so. In Canada, we could make some sort of law that they could give her a good life.
Yeah.
I don't know about what's going to happen, but I'm a big old fat pregnant lady.
Have you put on a lot of weight? Are you retaining water? Are you getting, you know?
Yes, it's all fluid, Drew. I'd love to tell you that it's fluid and I'm going to be back to my pre-pregnancy weight as soon as she's born. I didn't realize how fat I was until people literally are like, whoa. Like, you know, I was in the grocery store the other day and this guy's like, get out of the way, wide load, you know.
No, come on. So you back up and all of a sudden you hear beep.
Oh, God, so bad.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And Ron has the audacity to leave town.
The nerve.
I'm binging.
What do you mean?
And I call him last night. I call him, I go, what are you doing? He's like, I'm working. I'm like, what do you mean you're working? He was on stage, Drew, and he picked up my call because I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
So in the middle of his act, he picks up my call, and I'm like, well, what are you wearing? He's like, whatever you told me to.
You guys,
I was like, did you tuck in your shirt? He's like, there's no room.
Are you eating? Are you eating right now?
I mean, Valentino's Pizza.
Why are you eating during an interview?
Well, no, I stopped. But yesterday, the baby wanted soul food, so we had fried chicken and hot sauce. We're trying to get her to be born. And then I went rough roading on the car because I heard if you hit a lot of speed bumps, it causes the baby to come out.
Oh, stop! I've heard. Let me tell you, I've heard that folks, if you have young ones listening and you don't want them to hear the word sex, then you want to turn the radio off right now.
Oh, did you just say sex on the radio, Drew?
I think I did. Sorry about that.
I'm not familiar with that term.
But I've heard that that's a way to kind of get things moving. You know what I mean?
You know what though? I'm busy, Drew. I'm kind of busy. And I'm glad that Ron's in Nebraska, but hold on, what I'm sick of.
Carrie, I'd like to introduce someone to you in our studio. You spoke to this gentleman. It's not someone famous. It's not Kathy Lee Gifford again or anything like that.
Gosh, you're so funny.
But the last time you spoke to this gentleman, it was, I think, April 1st.
Is it your son?
Yes, my son has returned.
I love your son. How's your son?
Well, you can talk. He's actually going to do the interview. I'm out. See ya. Bye.
Get out. Are you serious?
No, seriously, I'm doing the interview.
What's up?
How you doing, Carrie?
Wait, you guys sound so much alike, I'm confused.
No, it's really me.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Hey, last time we talked, you wanted to talk to me. And we never talked, so what's with that?
I was trying to get dirt on your dad because we have a tumultuous relationship and he knows way too much about me.
All right, that's the end of the interview, folks. We're all done.
You didn't even try to contact me.
I just know that every time your dad goes on Christian TV, he says something that offends half of Canada, which is why I love him. Which is why we're friends, you know. But, yeah.
Okay, as much as I want to hear you talk about what you were just talking about, I got to get into the interview.
Okay, what's up?
All right, you ready to go?
Yeah.
So, first of all, I hear you have a new book out.
Oh, yeah, I do have a new book out.
You're still eating. I can hear food in your mouth.
No, I didn't. I had a little bite of Coke and some Italian ice.
She had a bite of Coke?
Are you single?
Wait a minute. You eat Coke or do you drink Coke?
How do you have a bite of Coke?
Canada. In America, we freeze our Coke and we call it a slushie.
And you eat it with a spoon?
Yeah.
Wow. So about that book that came out.
Are you single or are you married?
Single.
Okay, you need
he has a friend who's a girl who's sitting right beside him right now.
Look, there's a girl section and a guy section, and the book is called How to Ruin Your Dating Life. The dysfunctional guide.
I don't need advice on that. I'm pretty good.
But listen, I think I can help you. There's nothing I don't know. There's no one I haven't dated. And except your dad. Your dad and I never dated. But anyway.
Excuse me?
It's a good book, and it's written by a male author and a female author, me. And we basically took the Christian dating world, and we ripped it apart in all of its dysfunction and beauty, and we put it all in one book. And I'm really excited about it.
That sounds really good. Did you give a copy to Dad?
I don't need a dating book.
You know who got He's in the book. He is the recommendation on the front page. They said, do you have celebrity quotes? And I was like, I know Drew Marshall. And they were like, Drew Marshall.
That's not a celebrity quote. What are you talking about?
Drew Marshall is the only, get this, Drew, he's the only quote. Like, there's not Amy Grant, Kathy Lee.
You couldn't have got someone intelligent to...
I submitted, like, I had all Candace Cameron, all these other people. They picked Drew Marshall because he laid it on so thick. He was like, Carrie Pomeroy is the greatest thing since Ernest Hemingway.
Now, I hear other women have been treating you not well recently.
Well, listen, and when you get married and you have a wife who's pregnant, you need to learn a little sensitivity because these women want to tell me their horror stories. Like, this lady's like, if you eat bananas, your kid's going to have a glass eye. You know, and I was like, I'm sorry, Tiffany, that your labor was 14 days. Obviously, God doesn't love you. And you're not tithing.
Obviously, your parents didn't love her either. Tiffany, what the heck is that?
The thing is, I was like, I gave God $10,000 last week in the offering because I'm not messing around. I think the more money you put in the plate, the quicker the labor. That's what I'm saying. So I'm sick of these women, like, trying to tell me their horror stories about being pregnant and how they're going to have no life once the baby comes, which I have the brilliant idea that we'll just sponsor her between Drew and Amy Grant, and then we'll get some time off.
Right, that's exciting.
But the other thing that I need Canada to email you guys on is we're having a contest because Barbara, my mother, refuses to be called Grandma, and so she's trying to pick a name, and the latest one is Lovey.
Why, because it makes her sound old?
Yeah, of course. She has issues. Have you met me?
I thought everyone wants to be a grandma or grandma.
Hey, there's some hot-looking grandmas these days, let me tell you.
She wants to be called Duchess, Queenie, and my dad wants to be called Rocco or Grand Poobah.
Wow, that's really weird.
Did that tell you anything about my family?
I'm thinking the Great Gazoo might be a better option.
Okay, changing subject there. What do you know about Britney Spears of the late?
What do I know?
Yeah, has she been, you got any news on her or what?
Well, they asked me to go on CNN about it, and I hope I get the chance. This is, like, in all seriousness. The reason is because I'm mad at the press more than I'm mad at her. Because I think that, and I mean, not to be comedic, but my whole thing is that I watch these girls, and the press is enabling them. And I think that if they go to rehab or they have problems, I think that their punishment should be no press for, like, 3 years. They should be banned to Louisiana or something, and they should have to go. And I that was my opinion. I'm like, bring me on CNN. And they're like, well, we're the press. You can't say that on TV. I'm like, it's true. I feel very bad for her. I wrote an article about it. I think that if we would just stop enabling her by giving her all this attention when she does something dysfunctional, I think it's making the situation worse. And I think it's just, actually, it's very, you know, as a mom, I'm hormonal and everything, but it's, like, tragic that these children are being used as, like, props in a soap opera.
Well,
you know?
Okay, well, what are you going to do to make sure your kid doesn't turn out like Britney Spears?
Well, see, my kid's
good question, Josh.
Josh, good one. But the thing is, little Lucy's got to make a living. Mommy and Daddy are going to retire, and Lucy can play Latino, Asian, Hawaiian, Italian. We're putting her in commercials. We have the ultrasound submitted to three agencies already. So, you know, I'm willing to take the risk because I think she can handle the pressure. If you could see these ultrasounds, I mean, she's so gifted, you guys, seriously. She's so Asian.
You can tell already?
She's Asian, I'm telling you. She's gifted and advanced, and you've never seen a placenta.
And
like
probably
this
short, right?
Well, the cool thing is Ron's dad was 6'4".
Wow.
Whoa, what happened there?
I don't need to go into the family secrets. I don't know what happened.
That's very strange. Very, very strange.
But listen, I think that every parent has to make their own decision. I mean,
yeah.
Your dad is putting you on the radio, obviously, to gain for himself. You know, it's not really.
Well, he just uses me.
Okay.
And I think that you obviously understand what parents do to their children and how detrimental.
Oh, I understand.
No, listen, hold on, Carrie. We don't have much time left, and I want you to give some advice to my son about dating because you've just come out with this new book, and it's called what's it called again, Carrie?
Thanks for promoting it. How to Ruin Your Dating Life. By NAV Press. It's available on Amazon.com, and all the proceeds go to sponsoring my child. So,
so it's
Josh,
like compassion.
Yes.
So, yeah, so how
Josh,
would you, give me some advice, give my boy some advice.
Really quick, don't settle. If you're dating a girl and she's a good solid 8 and you're like, I can't find a 4 because the way my father raised me, don't settle.
Hold
Wait
on, an 8
10.
And a 4? Are we talking dress sizes here?
Like, no, on a 1 to 10 scale. And Josh, can I ask how old you are?
I'm 18.
Okay. Oh, gosh, you're 18. Okay. Get married when you're at least 27.
Thank you. Seriously. Amen. Preach it, sister.
I don't think I can wait that long.
And when, I understand.
And, you know, I am a guy.
You can go to Vegas and not tell your parents, but listen, and don't be that guy. Don't be the 47-year-old that's calling me when I'm 22 and being like, do you want to get an ice cream cone because I just got saved? Don't date a woman within your own age range, Josh. Don't be hitting on the 15-year-old. That's not worth it.
No, you can go to prison for that, too, up here, by the way.
You're 18. Have a great time. Enjoy your life, because once you're married, it's over, Josh. It's over.
That's what I hear. Thanks for making me look forward to it.
It's never going to be the same, Josh. You're going to have to share closet space, and you're going to have a woman in your house, and she's got nowhere to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. My advice
to you,
my advice to you, son, is don't ever date a girl who uses menthol strips. All right. That's the end of our time with Carrie Pomeroli. It's been tremendous.
God bless you. Maybe next time we'll have Lucy on the show.
That would be good. Oh, yeah. Actually, you are going to pop anytime, are you not? Like, how?
Pray for me, Canada.
Anytime now?
I'm going to go go-karting today, yes.
Carrie, we love you.
Love you, too.
All right. Candace says hi, by the way.
Okay.
See you. Bye-bye. All right. We're out of here, folks. That's the end of the show. Next week on the show, I can never remember who's on the show week after week, but if you want to go to our website, drewmarshall.ca, that website will tell you who's coming on the next week's show. I do know that, Steve Taylor is coming up. Do you remember him? I Want to Be a Clone? Who else? I'm actually just visiting my website right now. Kay Warren is coming up in November. Mike Warnke, October 27th. Connor Rayburn from According to Jim. He plays Kyle on According to Jim. Connor Rayburn is coming up October 20th. Lots of great guests coming up, folks. All right, hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend. And if you're new to the country, stay out of the left lane. See ya.